I know some people don't want to hear these words, but the start of school is just around the corner, and as families are getting ready to go back to school, an important topic comes to our minds, and that is food allergies in schools. There is a new book out there that helps raise awareness. Anne Green is the author of this book and has just joined us in the studio. Anne, you're a food advocate in a lot of ways because, correct me if I'm wrong, your child has food allergies. Is that right?
Yes, I have a toddler, Eddie. He's 2.5 and he's allergic to 6 out of the top 8 food allergens.
Wow. Is Eddie your first child?
Yeah, he's my first child, and we found out when he was 5 months old, and it was a pretty traumatic story. He'd had a few bites of mashed potatoes and it had butter in it, and he went anaphylactic.
That's very scary, Anne. I guess after such an experience, you would need to rethink not only what your child is going to eat, but also what you're going to eat. I'm guessing we talk about a team effort here. So, in the wake of that, you've actually put together a book, or maybe a series of books?
Right. I would like to write a series of books. I wrote the first one to see how it would work, and the reason why I did it is because I wanted to find a book that I could read to Eddie. And where we live, there were no books about food allergies besides the statistics and such, and so I wrote one. I tried to find a good illustrator because I think children's books are really based on illustration, and I wanted it to be a book for kids after all, not some kind of medical encyclopedia. It's pretty much for children of all ages, and I also have a lot of adults that told me it was full of useful information for them as well. But I wrote the children's book to give the kids a little introduction about food allergies and what happens when they go to school. There is way more than what they ingest. A lot of children with food allergies also react to things they touch. They are contact reactive, so to speak. So that's important to know as well.
And I'm guessing that it is a bit of an eye-opener, obviously, but also a bit of a challenge. Being able to prepare food and be conscious of these things. Has it been a big challenge for you?
It has been a real challenge, and we suffered a great deal at the beginning. In spite of the initial difficulties, my kids' food allergies have actually changed all our lives for the better, though. We call ourselves food allergies detectives now. We check the labels of every product we buy. I know how to comb through ingredients within 5 seconds and have become an expert on what goes into food products.
So, have you actually changed your diet?
With this whole situation, I've lost a lot of weight. Have started to eat healthier. We tried to eat more whole foods and, generally speaking, follow a more balanced diet. I mean, it has really changed my life for the best. People around us know all about food allergies by now, although it must be said that some seem to have got tired of hearing about it so much, and as a consequence, we've fallen out with a few of them. But perhaps that was even a good thing. That way, we got rid of those who weren't genuine friends anyway.
Wow, that must have been hard, but I guess these are the things that happen. As you said, maybe they've done you a favor by showing their true colors. Anyways, you're going to be an inspiration for all of us in this, and so will the book Patty's Secret, a tale of a girl with food allergies that can really be a great eye-opener for those of us who don't really know much about this topic. Even if some of your friends weren't all that interested, I'm certain that people will be extremely thankful. We are very impressed with you here this morning, and thank you for your contribution. Anne, where can people buy your book?
It's available on Amazon, and you can also buy it from my website, www.pattysecret.com. If you want a signed copy for your little one, though, that is only possible on the website. We thought we might also be able to get a deal with one of the big high street chains, but much to our surprise, they haven't got back to us yet. And so these are the only options right now. Although we are still hoping to be available in at least one of the major bookstores soon.
That is so very, very nice. I wish you the very best to you and your whole family. Thank you very much for your time and good luck with the book. I know some people don't want to hear these words, but the start of school is just around the corner, and as families are getting ready to go back to school, an important topic comes to our minds, and that is food allergies in schools. There is a new book out there that helps raise awareness. Anne Green is the author of this book and has just joined us in the studio. Anne, you're a food advocate in a lot of ways because, correct me if I'm wrong, your child has food allergies. Is that right?
Yes, I have a toddler, Eddie. He's 2.5, and he's allergic to 6 out of the top 8 food allergens.
Wow. Is Eddie your first child?
Yeah, he's my first child, and we found out when he was 5 months old. And it was a pretty traumatic story. He'd had a few bites of mashed potatoes, and it had butter in it, and he went anaphylactic.
That's very scary, Anne. I guess after such an experience, you would need to rethink not only what your child is going to eat, but also what you're going to eat. I'm guessing we talk about a team effort here. So, in the wake of that, you've actually put together a book, or maybe a series of books?
Right. I would like to write a series of books. I wrote the first one to see how it would work, and the reason why I did it is because I wanted to find a book that I could read to Eddie. And where we live, there were no books about food allergies besides the statistics and such, and so I wrote one. I tried to find a good illustrator because I think children's books are really based on illustration, and I wanted it to be a book for kids after all, not some kind of medical encyclopedia. It's pretty much for children of all ages. And I also have a lot of adults that told me it was full of useful information for them as well. But I wrote the children's book to give the kids a little introduction about food allergies and what happens when they go to school. There is way more than what they ingest. A lot of children with food allergies also react to things they touch. They are contact reactive, so to speak. So that's important to know as well.
And I'm guessing that it is a bit of an eye-opener, obviously, but also a bit of a challenge. Being able to prepare food and be conscious of these things, has it been a big challenge for you?
It has been a real challenge, and we suffered a great deal at the beginning. In spite of the initial difficulties, my kids' food allergies have actually changed all our lives for the better, though. We call ourselves food allergies detectives now. We check the labels of every product we buy. I know how to comb through ingredients within 5 seconds and have become an expert on what goes into food products.
So, have you actually changed your diet?
With this whole situation, I've lost a lot of weight, have started to eat healthier. We tried to eat more whole foods and, generally speaking, follow a more balanced diet. I mean, it has really changed my life for the best. People around us know all about food allergies by now, although it must be said that some seem to have got tired of hearing about it so much. And as a consequence, we've fallen out with a few of them. But perhaps that was even a good thing. That way we got rid of those who weren't genuine friends anyway.
Wow, that must have been hard, but I guess these are the things that happen. As you said, maybe they've done you a favor by showing their true colors. Anyways, you are going to be an inspiration for all of us in this, and so will the book Patty's Secret, a tale of a girl with food allergies that can really be a great eye-opener for those of us who don't really know much about this topic. Even if some of your friends weren't all that interested, I'm certain that people will be extremely thankful. We are very impressed with you here this morning, and thank you for your contribution. Anne, where can people buy your book?
It's available on Amazon, and you can also buy it from my website, www.pattysecret.com. If you want a signed copy for your little one, though, that is only possible on the website. We thought we might also be able to get a deal with one of the big high street chains, but much to our surprise, they haven't got back to us yet. And so these are the only options right now, although we are still hoping to be available in at least one of the major bookstores soon.
That is so very, very nice. I wish you the very best to you and your whole family. Thank you very much for your time and good luck with the book.